Today's daf is Tainis Daf Yutes, and we are at the beginning of the third perek of Masechtes Tainis, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Yutches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu ben Brindle, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freyda, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sarah Shainzel bas Yittel, Eliyahu ben Silla, Sarah Leah bas Esther, Rivka, Hena Perel bas Yecheved, Rifol Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So the third perek picks up very much where the second perek left off, and that is we're in a situation where it hasn't rained, and as a result, the tzibur has gone into full action from the standpoint of fasting and davening, different rituals to humble the olam. Divrei Kvushin, special Shmoyna Esreis, Misha Ono Lavrom Avinu Bahara Mayriya, etc., etc. Says the Mishnah, Seder Tainiyos Elu Ha'amur Berevia Rishayna. All the tainiyos that we've been discussing up until this point was in the event that the Revia Rishayna, the first rain of the winter, what's known as Yoyre, so we saw in the first parak that the rain seasons were really divided into two groups, Yoyre and Malkush, as we mentioned in Kriya Shema, twice a day, Be'ahava. So Yoyra is the first rain season, what's known as the Revia Rishayna. Malkush is the second rain season, which is what's known as the Revia Shnia. So all the tiniest that we've been talking about up until this point, with all the details and all the different halachas, it's Negei the Revia Rishayna. Yud Zayim Marcheshvin came and it didn't rain, the Yechidim started fasting. 2 weeks later, Rosh Chodesh Kislev came and it still hasn't rained. Now the Tzibur starts fasting. Nothing worked, another 3. It still didn't work, another 7. But the point is, it's for that specific calamity. This is the issue. It hasn't rained Revia Rishayna. That's where all these halachas come in. Aval tzmachim shashinu. What would be if it did rain? However, the tzmachim, what grew with a shinui. Meaning somebody planted chitin, and instead of chitin, thorns grew. Ayin Rashi. Masrin alemiyat. Then we don't play games. We're not going to start with 3 soft fasts that are only going to be nogeya, the quote-unquote yechidim. We're not going to slowly escalate until we get to the point where we're in doing everything that we could possibly do. But rather, initially, Masrim, we pull out all the stops right from the get-go. Additionally, what would be if it rained? And then, all of a sudden, it stopped raining. And it went 40 days until the second rainfall. There too, we're Masriya right away. We're not going to take any chances. And the reason is, because if the tzmachim were shinu, or if it rained, and now it hasn't rained for a little bit of time, that's the type of makkah that's going to cause a hunger, the Gemara will explain, and as a result, over there, it's more serious. If it just hasn't rained yet, then it's a little bit lighter. If, however, it rained, then Masriyan Alemiyat. Now, what does Masriyan mean? What does the word mean? So we actually saw this earlier in the first parak. The Gemara said it was a machloikis, what it means. Meaning the word masriyan has come up a few times. And the Gemara said it was a machloikis amiron, whether the word masriyan means tefillah, they would say anenu, albeit yelling and screaming, hence the word Masriyan, it's Miloshin Za'aka, or it means they would blow shofar. Now, the Masriyan that we had in the first parak, the Gemara said, just the Chazer, for sure means with a shofar, because the Gemara brought a brisa that said, Simen Ladova Yerichai. So we know for sure means shofar. The question is, however, all the other places that you find the word Masriyan in Masechtes Tainis, it can mean either Anenu, really loudly, or it can mean shofar. So what are those other places? The Mishnah right now says the Mishnah, if these things happen, Masrin Alemiyat, what does it mean? So we'd have to refer back to the first parak. Either it means Anenu Hashem Anenu, or what it means is with a shofar. Says the Mishnah, Avalo Yardul Ilan, what would be if it grew Litzmachin, but not for the trees? Meaning it rained, and it rained the type of rain that's good for the Tzmachin, but it's not good for the trees. L'ilan V'loy L'tzmachin. Or it rained a type of rain that's good for the trees, but it's not good for the Tzmachin. L'zeh L'zeh. The rain was the type of rain that's beneficial for the Tzmachin and for the trees. But it's not good for the pits. There too, Masrin Alei Miyad. Immediately, we would start davening or we would stop blowing shofar. What are all these different types of rains? The Gemara is going to explain. If you have a city where it didn't rain, there too, it's a problem. The chsiv v'emtarti al ir achas val ir achas loy amter chelka achas timoter. So what happens if you have one city that it didn't rain? Meaning it's raining in the general region. However, there's one particular city where it hasn't rained. So the halacha is oisa ir mesanu masras. That city where it didn't rain at all, they have to start fasting umasras again, either daven or blow shofar v'chol sivayzeh, and all the surrounding cities masanos, they would fast v'loy masriyos, they wouldn't have to be masriyos. Rabbi Kiva says masri. They would do masriyos, v'loy masanos, they wouldn't fast. So again, what happened? You have a region, it rained everywhere, but there's one city that it didn't rain in. So that one city that it didn't rain in, they have a problem. Oisah ha'ir, mesanu masras. Immediately, they get involved in real intense tshuva, and they start doing everything they have to do. The surrounding cities also need to do something. What do they do? Machloikis. The Tanakhama says, Misanois v'loy masriyos. Rabbi Akiva says, Masriyos v'loy masanois. Now Rashi says, why do the surrounding cities have to do anything? Like, what's their problem? The city that it didn't rain in, they have a problem. The surrounding cities don't seem to have a problem. So why are they fasting? So Rashi says that the reason they're fasting is because inevitably it's going to affect them. Why? Because what's going to happen is there's one city where it didn't rain. That city is going to have a shortage. That the people of that city are going to go to the cities where it did rain, which means that ultimately the supply and demand is going to be a little off, which will end up causing prices to go up. It'll end up affecting everybody. So it's true. The city that's the most affected is the city that it didn't rain in at all. Therefore, also ir misanu umasras. But even the outskirts, being that they're going to be affected as well, they have to do something. What something? Tanakhama says fast v'loy masrias. Rabbi Kiva says masrias v'loy masanas. If you have a city and there's a dever there, there's a magefa, or there was a mapoilas. The Rambam seems to describe this as an earthquake. So there was an earthquake that caused buildings and walls to fall down. Also ir misanu masras. That city has to fast and be masras. Rabbi said the surrounding cities, the outskirts, masanois v'loy masriyos. Here too, Rabbi Kiva says masriyos v'loy masanois. Is that a dever? What's the definition of a dever? Meaning, how do you know if something's a pandemic? How do you know if there's a magefa? Ir hamoytzia chamesh meis ragli. If you have a city and there are 500 people that are living in the city, v'yatzu mimenu gimel meisim v'gibel yamim, and then 3 people die in 3 days. Meaning, one person today, one person tomorrow, one person the next day. So over a period of 3 days, 3 people died, but in that order. 1 + 1 + 1. Hareza deva, that's a deva. Pachas mikan. If, however, it was anything less than that, it doesn't fit with this equation, with this formula, ain't a deva, it's not called a deva. Al elu masriyim b'chol makim. For the following thing, says the Mishnah, people were masriya everywhere. Meaning, up until this point, all the tsaras that we've been dealing with are localized tsaras. Anyone that's personally affected by the fact that it hasn't rained, he's affected by whatever exactly it is that happened, so the people of that city would have to fast. What about everybody else? So, Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, and there's an Indian to be Noisa Ba'al, and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imei Anoichi B'tzara. But at the same time, if you're shtetl is not personally affected by it, it's not something that's really negate. It says the Mishnah, there are a list of things that any yid, b'chol makim shahu, would have to contribute somehow to the tainus. And the reason is not simply to be noisa b'ayil. It's because the issues that we're about to describe now are issues that we perceive as things that may spread. And because they may spread, just because right now your shtetl, your zip code seems to be putter from this gzera, but you never know, it might just be inevitable before you're affected by it as well. So therefore, these things that we're about to mention, masriyim b'chol makim. What are these things? Ala shidafayin v'ala yirokin. So these are different types of issues that could affect the crops. Ala arba v'ala chosel, different types of grasshoppers. Ala chayara, if dangerous animals are coming and they're harming people. V'ala cherev, or if the enemy is coming and they're yielding swords. Masriyin aleh, all these things you have to deal with immediately. Why? Mipnei shimakim alechas. Because these are things that we think maybe are going to travel, and because it's going to travel, everybody's considered to be a danger. Ma'isach yadu skenim yushlaim l'rim. There was a story with the skenim went from Yerushalayim to a whole bunch of different cities, the Gozru Tainus. They literally went from Kila to Kila. They started knocking on doors and they wanted to be Goyza Tainus. The reason is, Al Shanir Kamloi Pi Tanur Shidofin Ba'ashkelon. The reason is because there was a little bit of Shidofin, there was a little bit of grain that got affected by a Shidofin. How little? The amount that you would need to cover the mouth of a Tanur. Kimloi Pi Tanur. And for that little bit of Shidofin, not only were they geyser, tainus, in that particular area, but they literally went from city to city. Ma'isa sheyardu skenim miYerushalayim le'areihem. To spread the words like this, everybody should get involved. There was another time where they made a tainus al she'achlu zevim shnei tinoikis be'ever ha'yarden. So there were wolves that Rachman al-Islan ate two children me'ever ha'yarden, other side of the Yarden. And here too, they were goes a tainus that everybody has to fast. Rabbi Yosef said, lo al she'achlu. That's not what happened. The Ze'evim, these wolves never ate the children, El Al Shaniro, but they saw the wolves, and that in of itself was enough of a reason to be Goyzatayin. It says the Mishnah, Elu Masriyim B'Shabbos. The following would be reasons to even be Masriya and Shabbos. And over here, Rashi says, what does it mean, Masriyim Ba'anenu? So it sounds like Rashi's saying that even though up until this point in the Mishnah, we said that what Masriyim means is really subject, it's totally in the machloikis that we had in the first parak, doesn't mean Miloshin, Trua, Shoifer, or maybe it means Miloshin, Tzaka, it means Anenu. But over here for sure it means Anenu. And the reason is because Al Elu Masriyim B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you for sure don't blow Shofar. Even Rosh Hashanah, Shchalias, B'Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. So this for sure is not Shofar. Rather, what this means is Anenu. So again, the following would be a good reason to daven on Shabbos. And of course, the background to this is, ordinarily, the rule is Shabbos Milizik Urefur Krev Alavai. Can't just go daven and start saying Shir HaMaleis on Shabbos. But these are exceptions to the rule. Number one, Al Ir Shehiki Fu Nachrim. If you have a city that was surrounded by Nachrim, so the city seems to be at risk. Ay Nahar. Or there's a river that's causing a little bit of danger, meaning they're afraid that maybe the Nahar is going to overflow and there could be a tsunami of some sorts. Valasvina Hamitarefes Bayam. Or if there's a boat that's out at sea, these will all be reasons to make an exception to the rule and to say Anenu Hashem Anenu. Even on Shabbos, Rabbi Yosi, I disagree. You can't just go ahead and daven even for things like this on Shabbos. Le Ezra, if you want to call out and make noise to get people to come help, that you could do. Abba v'loy letzaka. But as it relates to davening, this is something you're not allowed to do even on Shabbos. Shimon Atimone said, Afal Adever. No, you can do this even for Dever. Meaning, this is what we said that you're allowed to call. You could do for Dever even if there's a magev. Loy lecham and chom didn't agree. They said no. We said Al hirshi ikifu anachrim oy nahar v'alasfina metirefes bayam. But for Dever, not. Al kol tzarish loy tovay al atzibur masriyan aleim. For every tzara that shouldn't fall upon the tzibur, euphemistically speaking, meaning this idea that we're masri, this is true for everything. Chutz, mirayv, kshamim. The only exception is too much rain, too much shefa. That we're not going to do. So if it rains too much, even though sometimes it could be inconvenient, but at the same time, for too much kshamim, you're going to have to figure out a way to deal with it. But the eitz is not going to be masri. Maisa, on that note, we tell a story. And this is going to be the first of many well-known stories that the Mishnah and the Gemara is going to tell in the third parak of Masechtas Tainus. So the third parak of Masechtas Tainus is unique. Masechtas Tainus in general has a lot of agadata, and really, the third parak of Masechtas Tainus is where it's at. In fact, there's a lot of stories that are mentioned in the third parak of Masechtas Tainus, a lot of stories that maybe we've heard over the years and we're not 100% sure where they are. They're here. But regardless, this is the first of many, says the Gemara. There was a story where they told Chayni Amagel, Hispalo Sheyer Duk Shamim, go daven for us. It should rain. Apparently, it hadn't rained through the winter and it was getting very dire. So they went to Chayni Amagel. He was a big chassid. He was a big tzaddik. And they said, Chayni, daven for us. Amal Lehemsi told him, I'm going to daven. But before I daven, prepare for the Shefa. Prepare, because it's going to rain. You have no idea how it's going to rain. And he told him, Su, go out. Ve'chnisu tanurei psachim b'shvil shalo yimayku. Take the ovens that were used to roast the carbon Pesach. Rashi says these ovens were made of earthenware, so that if it's going to rain really heavy on top of these ovens, the ovens are going to go bad. So bring it inside, because you're going to see these ovens are going to melt and they're going to disintegrate, and you're not going to have ovens. Hispalel, hidavin, v'layarduk shamim. It hadn't rained. So Chayni Amagel said, not only is it going to rain, but you better start taking everything inside because you have no idea what kind of storm is coming. Abba Lamayi said, didn't rain. Ma'asa. So what did he do? One of the most famous moves of all time. Og Uga. He drew a circle in the ground. Va'amah b'toich, and he sat inside. He stood inside the circle. Va'amah lefanim, and he said, Ribayna shaloichim, banecha samu p'nei malai. Your children, they're coming to me, meaning they're looking to me to help them. Why? Shani ke ben bayis lefanecha. Because they know that I'm a ben bayis by you. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol. I swear in your holy name. She'ini zaz mikan ad sheterachem al banecha. I'm not going to move out of the circle until you have rachmanos on the yidin. Says the Gemara, as Chayni Amagel says this, hischilu gesh. It started raining, but it was drizzling. Amar, so Chayni Amagel said, "No, no, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when I said rain, That's not what I meant. Elagishme Bayrushikh Maris. I meant the kind of rain that all the wells and all the ditches and all the pits, everything's gonna be filled up. As soon as he said that, all of a sudden the heavens opened up and it started raining. Bizaf literally was coming down viciously. Omar. So Chani Amagel says, No. We're still not on the same page. That's not what I said. Elagishme Ratzain. Bracha, v'nedava, that's what I want, says the Gemara. Yardu kiteknan. It started raining, that exactly what Chani Maga wanted. Actually, Yatsu Yisrael Yerushalayim l'harabayis from the Agasham, to the point where there was so much rain that the Yidden had to run to the harabayis, push it for safety. Bo, v'amrulay. So they went to Chani, and they said, Chani, I mean, you literally nailed this. Aba kishem shespalal talem sheyardu. Just like you daven for us that it should rain, kach espal sheyelcholem. We need you to daven now that it should stop raining. Amalem, so he told him, you want me to daven that it should stop raining? Here's the deal. Tzuru im Nimchas Evan Hatayin. You're up in the Harabayas. Go take a look at the Evan Hatayin. The Evan Hatayin, Rashi says, is mentioned in Perik Ilu Metzias. Masechtas Bava Metzias Daf Chaf Ches. That was the lost and found, quote unquote, of once upon a time. Rashi says, any person that lost an Aveda, he would go to the Evan Hatayin. Any person that found an Aveda would place it by the Evan Hatayin. It was literally a lost and found. So he said, if the Evan Hatayin melted down, I'm going to stop. Otherwise, like we just said before, so if it's that much rain, mamish, the world is turning upside down, and a chinami. Otherwise not. But this is the story of Chayne Amagel. There's a postscript. Shalach le Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach sent the following message to Chayne Amagel. He said, Ulmole Chayne Yata, were it not for the fact that you're Chayne, meaning you're so chashiv, Gezrani Alecho Nidoi, I would put you in Chayrim. Azei Retzta, said the Bashefer, this is how you talk to the Eivishta, meaning word got out of what exactly Chayni had said. And Shimon ben Shetach, the Gadol Hadar, was very taken aback. And he said, I can't believe anyone could talk this way. And people know this is what you said. I'd put you in Chayr. What could I do? You can sin even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oysel Lecha Ritzoyncha. And the Ebeshah does whatever you want him to do. Keben Shehu Meschata Aloviv. Just like a child who could do whatever he wants to do to his father. But at the end of the day, Kerachim Av Abonim. The Oysel Le Ritzoynoi. The father is going to do to the child whatever he wants him to do. Chayni Amagel turned to the Ebeshah. He told him, I'm a Ben Bayis Lefanach. I'm a Ben Bayis. And Shimon ben Shetach understood that. That Chayni Amagel had this relationship that he was able to talk to the Ebeshah literally like a son talks to his father. And Shimon ben Shetach told him, it's regarding you, the Pasuk says, Yismacha vicha ve'imecha v'sogel yoladetecha bris milofein. But Yismacha vicha ve'imecha, your father and your mother should be happy, v'sogel yoladetecha, the one that gave birth to you should rejoice. And over here, referring to HaKadosh Baruch, as if you're a child by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, no matter what you do, the Eibishter is happy with you, and even though what you did is totally wrong, but you're going to get away with it. The Mishnah continues. Hoye misanin. What would be if the Yidden were fasting for him with the Yardalam Kshama, and then it started raining? So koydim ha-Netzachama, if it started raining before Netzachama, lo yashlimu, don't finish the fast. Ach ha-Netzachama, if it started raining after Netzachama yashlimu, then you finish the fast. Rabbi Leizer said, koydim chatzois lo yashlimu. The cutoff point is not Netzachama, rather it's chatzois. If it started raining before chatzois, don't finish the fast. La'acha chatzois, if it started raining after chatzois, then yashlimu. Maisa, there was a story. Shegozru tainis balud. They were going to tainis balud. The yardu lehem gisham and koydim chatzois, and it started raining before chatzois. Among them, Rab Tarfin told them, Tzuve ichlu ushsu vaasu yontif. Go out and eat and drink and make a yontif. The yatsu, they went out, vaachlu vashasu vaasu yontif. Bo ben arbaim, and then they came back that day, bein arbaim, the koru halal agadol, and they recited halal agadol. What's halal agadol? So the regular halal that we're familiar with, the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, on Chanukah, so that's known as halal. Halal Agadol is Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Le'olam Chazay. It's the 26 Hoidus that we say on Shabbos, Psuka Dezimra. It's known as Halal Agadol, and Rav Tarfon instructed them to go in and say Halal Agadol. So believe it or not, the first half of the daf was all a Mishnah, which means that the Gemara is going to really go through most of it in the course of the Perek. So Zok de Gemara, beginning from the top. Mishnah said, "Say the tiniest elu ha'amur b'revi rishayin." All the tiniest that we've been discussing up until this point: first the Yechidim fast, then the Tzibur fast three, but light fast, and another three, then seven, and the whole procession, the way it was played out, this was all negeya the revi rishayin. It was negeya if it hadn't rained during that first rainfall, what's known as yoira, yoira umalkush. It was during yoira. Right, the Gemara, is that true? Vermini, I'll ask you a question: revi rishayin. The Revi'a Rishon and the Shnia, the first rainfalls are when you're supposed to start davening for rain. Shlishas Lesanis. It's the third that's Nogea Lesanis. Meaning, Yoira is the first rain season. But Yair itself is made up of three rains, like the Gemara discussed in the first parak. The Gemara thinks that when it says Revi'a Rishayna, it doesn't mean the entire period of Yairah, as if to say the conclusion of Yairah, but it means the first rainfall of Yairah. And it sounds like if the first Zman of Geshem, of the first rain time, which is Yairah, passes and it hasn't rained, then we start fasting. It's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says, Revi'a Rishayna Vashniyah, that the first two Zmanim of Yairah is only Negei of a Saint Talamat al-Lavracha. Shlishis L'Sanois, it's the third. If that passes and it hasn't rained yet, then you're supposed to stop fasting. So is it the first or is it the third? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're right, you have to edit the Mishnah a little bit. Hachi kamar, this is really what the Mishnah means to say. Say the tiniest ha'amor emasai. When did the tiniest go into effect? Bisman sheyatza revi'a rishayna, v'shniya, v'shlishis, v'lo yarduk shamim. So if the first three revi'ois, meaning the entire Yairah, not the first rainfall of Yairah, but all three rainfalls of Yairah pass and it hasn't rained, that's when you start fasting. But what would be if it did rain during the revi'a rishayna? Vizaru, and they planted, but nothing grew. Inamit samchu, or something grew, v'chazru v'neshtanu, and it grew in a funny way. Masriya le'miyad, there they would be masriya miyad, which is just what the Mishnah said. Amrav Nachman, Nachman said, dafke neshtanu. So the Mishnah says, what would be if it rained, it grew, and what grew was a little bit off. So you was a reachitin, and all of a sudden, soirin grew. So it's not what you planted. So the Mishnah said, Masrin lemia. So Rav Nachman commented, and he said, Dafke nishtanu. When the Mishnah says nishtanu, it means nishtanu. Avul yofshulai. What would be if it grew, and then it dried up? Then that halacha wouldn't be true. So if it grew, but it was nishtana, that's when the Mishnah says, Masrin lemia. We don't take chances. We're not doing 3 + 3 + 3 + 7. Immediately we get into it. But if it would be Yafshu, if it would dry up, then the halacha wouldn't be true. Now, first of all, what's the difference between Nishtanu and Yafshu? So the way Rashi explains, if it's Nishtanu, there's hope. There's hope that through tefillah, maybe everything is going to happen again. If it's Yafshu, however, there's no hope. If it grew, and then immediately everything dried up, you can't save what grew anymore. And in fact, you can't daven, says Rashi, because such a tefillah would be a tefillas shav. And you can't have a tefillas shav. So Rav Nachman said that when the Mishnah says nishtanu, it means nishtanu. Avol yav shuloi. And the reason is because nishtanu, this hope, said there's a purpose to do all this. Do tshuva, like this, everything is going to work out. But Yafshu, now you're already davening for a miracle. That's already a tefillah shav. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, we need you to say that pshita, nishtanu tanan. The Mishnah says nishtanu. There's a svara to say nishtanu, yeah, Yafshu, no. So what's the havamina not that way? Meaning, there's no gray area over here. The Mishnah said Nishtanu. Why would you think it's different? So the Gemara says, now Rav Nachman was coming to address a specific case. Loit Sricha da Akun. It's talking about where after it dried up, it started growing a little bit. It's showing a little bit of life. Mao de Tema, I would have thought, Akantam Milsihi. Maybe the little bit of life that it's showing, maybe that's something. There's mocking for the bracha to be chal, for the tefillah to be a real tefillah, so maybe you should go ahead and daven. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that's not the case. The Mishnah says that if it rained, and then it doesn't rain for 40 days, and then it rains again, so what did the Mishnah refer to that? That's masrin alei miyad, mebnei she'im makas betzairis. We look at that as a makas betzairis. Now what's a betzairis? Betzairis is a lashon of hunger. In fact, the Gemara is going to get involved now in nuances between the word betzairis and the word rav. Usually when you think of a hunger, certainly the Lashon Kodesh word is Rav. He Rav Ba'aretz. Throughout the Torah, throughout Tanakh, there's Ravs. There's hungers. But Cyrus is a form of a Rav. And the Mishnah says that if it rains, and then 40 days go and it doesn't rain, then any rain that's going to come afterwards is a makas batzairis. So the Gemara says a funny lashon. My makas batzairis. I'm Rav Yehuda. My Rav makah hamaviyah l'day batzairis. What it means is this is a makah that's going to bring to batzairis. If it starts raining, you need the follow up, right? Sometimes if you do something but you don't follow up, so it's yotza schari b'efseida. So the good rain initially is wonderful, but if you don't follow up, if you don't maintain it, if it doesn't have more rain afterwards, so then it's all going to go in vain. So if it rains, and then you have a 40-day gap, this is worse than if it didn't rain at all. If it doesn't rain at all, so nothing started growing for it to get ruined. So the process got delayed a little bit. So we can see, hopefully it doesn't get delayed too long. You're right, if it gets delayed too long, so then we go into doing everything that we need to do. But if it starts raining and then it stops raining, that's actually worse than it not raining at all. It's a makah mevila de betzairis, because now there's going to be a hunger, there's going to end up being a shortage of food. Amar Rav Nachman said, Nahara nahara betzarta, medinta a medinta kafna. Let's say you have a place where there's a shortage of food, and in order to get food, you would have to cross a river. So that type of matziv is what's known as batzairis, meaning being that you have to cross a river, so it's not gishmak, but at the same time, it's not the end of the world. If, however, you would have to go medinta le medinta, Rashi says you would need chamoirim, you need donkeys, eislich, to get you to where you need to go, that's actually more serious. And therefore, that's not just a batzeres, that's a kafna, that's a flat-out hunger. So the hunger, the kafna, is worse than the betzortav. Amar b'chanina said, sa besela b'shchicha. What would be if a saw of food cost a sela? Meaning, the food is very, very expensive. You want to buy a saw of chitin, you would have to pay a sela. But v'shchicha, it's plentiful. There's plenty. I mean, it's expensive, but the shelves are stocked. But sort of, that's only a betzairis. Arba, v'loy shchicha kafna. If, however, you can get four saw for a sela, so that the food is inexpensive, however, it's loy shchich, it's hard to find, that's a hunger. So what matters is whether how available the food is, not how expensive or how cheap the food is. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan qualified this very partially. He said, this is all true if it's hard to find food and it's easy to find. Meaning, if money is available, so then we don't care about the price so much. But what would be if it's hard to find the money? And let's say it's actually easy to find the pears. Then if the food becomes expensive, then we're going to care. Meaning, we're saying that we don't care how expensive or how cheap the food is. No, the food can be very, very expensive, and it's only going to be the lower level hunger. It's only going to be a bit serious. Yeah, that's when money is available. But what happens if it's hard to find money? If Pashut money is biyoker, it's hard to find the money. So then the halacha is, then of course you have to take into account what the situation is and how expensive everything is. In fact, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, I remember once upon a time there was a situation where Dalit Sam Besela, where the food was very, very cheap. You can get four saw of chitim for a seller. People walking around bloated from starvation. They were literally living through the hunger. Why? But the less iser. Because there was no money. So it's very nice, everything was cheap. But at the same time, shgiven kan geld. So if there's no money, so the fact that it's cheap doesn't really help you. Yardu litzmachen avloy lina. Then the Mishnah says, what happens if it rained? However, the rain that fell was beneficial for some things, but not for all things. The Mishnah gave examples. Yardu litzmachen, it rained, and the rain is good for tzmachen, plants that are growing. Avloy liyardu li'ilan. But the rain is not good for trees. Li'ilan, the Mishnah said. Or it rained, and the rain is a good rain for trees, but not for plants. It's good rain for plants and for trees, not for filling up all the wells. What does the Mishnah say? Masrina le miyad. So in those situations, we'd have to be masrina right away. This is not a good situation. Says the Gemara, I understand what it means, just practically. What does it mean that it rained, that the rain is going to be good for the plants, but it's not going to be good for the tree? It's a very, very soft rain. Nicha. An edel rain, that's good for plants, not good for trees. Trees need something a little heavier. What would be rain that was good for the tree, not good for the plants? It's a heavy rain, it's a more aggressive rain, it's not good for the plants. What's an example of rain where it's good for the trees, it's good for the tzmachin, but like the Mishnah said, it's not good for the Bayer Shikhan Amaris. It rained Razia, that's good for the trees. It rained Nicha, that's good for the plants. But it just didn't rain enough. So it wasn't enough to fill up all the reservoirs. But we have a price. I mean, the Gemara said, I understand the Mishnah. Mishnah had three different types of rain. It rained for the Tzmachim, not for the tree, not for the Tzmachim, the tree and the Tzmachim, and not for the Bayer Shikhan Amaris. I got it. That's clear. But we have a braisa that I don't understand. Braisa says, Yardu l'baruch shichan umaris. It rained for the baruch shichan umaris, avaloy l'zeh l'zeh. But it's not for the tzmachin, and it's not for the ilan. What's the kasha? Heichemishkachas lo. How's that possible? It's b'chlal masayim mana. If it rained so much that you filled up all the reservoirs, how could it not be good for the tzmachim and not be good for the ilanis? And really, mamonavshach. If it rained heavy, so it's at least good for the trees. And if it rained nicha, then it's at least good for the tzmachim. How's it possible that it rained all this and it's not good for anything? So the Gemara says, the asya bishvichus, it's talking about where there was such a heavy downpour It was Me'imasai Maskir and Gvurei's Geshamim. Sheyardim beGvurei. It came down so strong that it wasn't good for anything. It just wasn't beneficial. The only thing it was good for was is all of a sudden, all the reservoirs, everything got filled up. Tanu Rabbanu. Masrin Ali Ilanois beFreis HaPesach. What happens if we're taka worried now that maybe the rain that the trees needed didn't come? So at what point do we have to stop being concerned? Mean the beginning of the winter? No. We actually wait. Befreis HaPesach, which means 15 days before Pesach, Shchedesh Nisan, Hachedesh Azel Lochem, Reish Chadashim. It's then, if it hasn't rained for the Ilanis, you didn't get the good heavy rain, that's when we start doing what we need to do. Alapayr Shichnu Ma'aris, Afilu Befreis HaChag. That we wait to, or the Bach takes out the word Afilu. So then we wait to Befreis HaChag, which is 15 days before Sukkis. And Ein Lehem Mayim Lishtois, what if there's no water? Masrin Lehem Miyad, then we do it right away. Vezel Miyad, what does Miyad mean? Shalahem, all the Miyads, Shenichun Yishvishen. It doesn't mean that day. But it means the next Monday, Thursday, Monday. It's going to be a series of three fasts, and it's going to start on Monday. And all these fasts that we just mentioned, meaning it hasn't rained for the trees, it hasn't rained for the tzmachim, it hasn't rained for the baruch shichnu maris, meaning it rained, but it's not the perfect rain that we need. So these are very local fasts. The afrachi shalahem, the locals, they're going to fast, but everybody else is not. The askara, what about askara? So askara is a form, is an illness that the Gemara talks about in different places. It was considered very, very painful. It was also considered very, very dangerous. So someone that got askara, so oftentimes he would end up dying. In fact, the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos that there's a certain amount of deaths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The best of all of them is Misas Neshika, and the worst of all of them is Misas Askara. So says the Gemara, Va'askara bizman sheyesh ba Misa, if the Askara comes along with Misa, meaning this Askara that's spreading, but there's Misa involved, then we have to daven, we have to do whatever we have to do. Bizman sheyesh ba Misa, if there's no Misa, ein masrin aleh, then we don't have to. Masrin ala goyvai b'cholshu. Goyvai is a certain type of grasshopper. So if we have these types of locusts that are causing problems, even a kolshu, Reb Shimon Alaza said, "Afala chagav." Not only goyvai, even chagav. Chagav, you would have thought, maybe not, even chagav. Tanu Rabbanu, Masrin Ali Lones, Beshna Sheshavu. We daven and we blow shofar. Marked the islay, marked the islay. If it didn't rain for the trees, Beshnar Sheshavu, meaning every year of the Shemitah cycle other than Shemitah. Ala Beirois, Ala Shichin, Vala Ma'arois, Afilu B'Shvias, even during Shemitah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Afali Ilonis B'Shvias. No, even for the trees on Shvias, Mnei Sheyesh Ben Parnasa L'Ani. Because at the end of the day, the Aniyim rely on a Parnasa. Meaning, what's the Svara not to daven for these things on Shemitah? Because Shemitah, what are you looking at your trees for? You're not allowed to be working the field anyways, so it's not something you're supposed to be busy with. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, what about the Aniyim? The Aniyim rely on it. Some b'nei sheyesh ben parnasa l'aniyim. We do it even on Shemitah. Tanya Yidach, a similar b'raisa. Masrin ali ilanois b'shnar sheshavu. We do what we need to do for the ilanois the other years of the Shemitah cycle. Ala b'rois, v'ala shichin, v'ala ma'arois, afil b'shvias, even during the Shemitah year. Shimon Gamliel loymer, afala ilanois masrin. No, even for the ilanois, we do what we need to do in Shemitah. Ala svichin b'shvias, and for the svichin. So what are the svichin? These are things that grow by themselves. Sometimes the seeds lying around the ground, they grow them themselves. Because there's parnasa l'aniyim, and because there's parnasa l'aniyim, so therefore, we, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, like he did in the previous price, it was sensitive even during the Shemitah year. Tanya, Amar Rav Elazar ben Prat, Meim Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nasu Gshamim Tzimukim La'olam. Since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the rain seasons don't always work out the way they need to work out. Meaning there's less rain. Yesh Shana Sheg Shamem Merubim. In fact, there are years where there's a lot of rain. There are years where there's a little bit of rain. There are years where the rain falls in its proper time. And then there are years where it doesn't rain in the proper time. Said, a year where if the rain falls in the proper time, what would you compare it to? He gave a mashal. A master who gave his eved his parnas, he gave him his wages the first day of the week. Now, if you give the person his money the first day of the week, or if you give him chita, it's what it sounds a little bit like from the mashal, the first day of the week, nimtzas isa nefes kitikni, he's going to have enough time to prepare bread. V'nechelas kitikni, he's going to be able to eat it like a mensch. I mean, you gave him a whole week to prepare for Shabbos, so he's going to have whatever he needs. Shanash ing shamel yardim bizman alamal daima. What about a year that it doesn't rain the proper time? What's that similar? Levit shanasal rab parnasas of Erev Shabbos, where the eved gave his master, the master gave his eved his parnas of Erev Shabbos. Nimtzas isa he doesn't have enough time to prepare. He's not going to be able to prepare properly. Meaning, if it starts raining Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin, then it's going to be a much better year. Because like this, everything can be paced better and everything's going to be done in the proper time. If they had to wait until Rosh Chodesh Nisan to start davening for rain and Choni Amagel and everything is going to play itself out, I mean, that's great at the end of the day. But Lameisa, it's a Shana She'ein Gishamea Yardim Bizmana. And as a result, that's certainly not a perfect situation, says the Gemara, Shana Sheg Shamea Merubim Lamahu Daima. So we mentioned there are years where it rains in the proper time, year that it does rain in the proper time. Year where there's a lot of rain, year there's a little bit of rain. So we explain Zmanim and Shalei B'Zmanim with a mashal. Now we can explain Merubim and Muatim with a mashal. So a year that it rains a lot, what would be a mashal? Le'ma'u Daima Le'evet Shanaslan Rabbi Parnasas Bevas Achas. A master who gave his Evet all his Parnasas Bevas Achas. I mean, he paid him out for the whole year in one shot. What's the milo? Nimtzu rechayim toichanois minakar, masha toichanois minakav, v'nimtzis is oicheles minakar, k'moy oicheles minakav. So Rashi explains that when you put tefuah, you put wheat through the mill, what happens is some of the wheat gets lost. Some of it gets stuck to the mill. The same is true when you need the dough. When you need it, some of it's going to get stuck to you, and some of it's not going to be usable. Now here's the punchline as it relates to understanding the Gemara. It doesn't matter how much wheat you put in the mill. It's the same amount. It's a fixed, not a percentage. It's a fixed amount that's going to get lost. So if you would put a lot of wheat, you would lose X amount. If you put a little bit of wheat, you would lose the same X amount. Which means from a percentage basis, you're incentivized. It makes more sense from a value point to put more in at once. So like this, you're going to end up losing less. So says the Gemara, Shana Sheg Shamea Merubin, if there's a lot of Geshem, so now you could do everything at once. If you could do everything at once, you could take all the Chitim and you could put it through the mill at once. You could put it all through. So that tax that you're going to end up losing, you're going to end up forfeiting, is going to be the same amount for the lot as it would have been for the little. Like this, you're not going to end up losing so much. The same is true for the needings. Like this, you're not going to end up losing. How would you compare? What would be the equivalent there of mashal for a year with a little bit of rain? A master who gave his evet, his parnas, a little bit at a time. The mill, what it grinds from the little bit, from the lot, from the little. Another mashal, if it's a lottery, what's it compared to? Someone that's needing tit, tar, mud. If he has a lot of water, so then the water is not going to disappear. And it's going to be needed very, very well. If you have a little bit of water, it's going to end up being very little water. You're going to lose it. So when you're needing, if you have a lot of water to need it with, then everything is going to be great. If, however, you have a little bit of water to need it with, then it's not going to be as good. Therefore, there's a milo to have Gishomel Merubin as opposed to Gishomel Muat.